105 WMFO Medford.
Double shot of the Foo Fighters, our favorite group here at the Giddy Up.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, absolutely. And welcome to this 12th day of August. And it is a heater.
Yes.
It's a scorcher.
It's a scorcher.
Yeah. As you girls say, a scorcher. And welcome to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. I'm DJ Paul E.B., reporting for duty across from me, of course, my beautiful girlfriend Chris Ridgway, and the amazing Tina Marie.
Hello.
And we have two special guests today, but I'm going to introduce one, the mustache, the mayor of Medford, Frankie Ambergamo.
Nice to be here.
Oh,
it's a pleasure.
We love having him here on the show.
We love special guests, and all the way from the ATL via the 02155. Yeah. Osgood School, class of 78 with me. Oh, I shouldn't say the year. People,
yeah. That's okay.
People find out we're ancient, they'll stop listening.
Well, we look great, so it's okay.
Yeah. They're ageist out there, these kids. Yeah, so all the way from Atlanta, we have Steph Palermo, hostess of Just
hey!
Step.
Yay!
And I'm author.
Steph Palermo.
Yes!
A
I'm
good
so happy
friend
to be here.
Of the show that listens religiously every week. We love her.
She has her rosary beads. She needs to go to confession after. That's why she listens religiously.
Absolutely.
But it's nice to meet you finally. And
I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we love you to have you here.
Oh my gosh, this is my favorite thing in the world.
It is?
Yeah, I love it. Well,
all
maybe,
right.
Maybe not my first famous.
Mine's favorite. Spaceships.
Well, I don't know. I sort of remember the whole, Star Wars thing back in the day when, you know, like Kevin Brent.
Oh, Kevin loves.
Oh, yeah. God. He was always talking about Chewie.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was, do you believe I remember that?
Well, I can't believe, well, you know, I was a stupid Red Sox fan. I was over the top Red Sox fan.
He looks like Chewie. You ever seen him with his shirt off?
Me or Kevin?
That's what I'm wondering.
He was talking about you.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Anyways,
it's the Italian.
Boys and girls, 218.
Paulie, you're supposed to come by and shame me down. What's going on? You're late.
Dude, we're close. We're best friends, but not that close. I mean,
I think we have video somewhere. Oh, never mind.
Listen.
I
just did that to myself today. I just manscaped. But I'm not going to manscape my best friend.
Oh, my God.
Don't. Tina, you want to be my best friend?
I would love to.
You know, what's your views on manscaping?
Oh, my
God. Manscaping lovely Italian-American men.
Yeah.
You got me and you got Frankie. You got your work cut out.
That's for sure.
Break out the old check,
no,
all right?
Get the sickle.
I'll tell you right now, I'm the hairiest Irish guy you ever met in your life. Ever.
No, not like the guy yesterday at the pool.
He wasn't Irish, though.
No, but he had a sweater on.
Yeah, he was Portuguese.
Yeah.
Hey!
Why couldn't he have just been Italian? Why'd you say Portuguese?
Because I asked him.
No, you didn't.
I said, hey, dude, what's up with the hair sweater?
Because it was.
It was a hair sweater.
Should we play Sweater Song by Weezer Farm later and dedicate it to him?
Oh, my God. It was so funny.
Hey, you're clogging the filter. Get out of the pool.
He was clogging the filter.
He's the reason that the pool turned green at the Olympics. And did you hear that? They had to close the diving pool today?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Well, I seen the green pool, yeah.
This guy, really? That's how hairy he was.
Oh man. Gross. That's
gross.
Funny.
It backed up filters from Malden to Rio. I tell you.
By the Chelsea Bay.
By the way, the kids call it the Sea Bay now.
Oh, do they call it that now?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Anyways, welcome, Frankie and Steph.
Thank you very much.
It's very nice having you guys here.
I'm so excited to be here. I love it. I haven't been back to Medford for a while. So it's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
Last time I saw you in Wakefield.
I know.
Yeah. Going back to Medford.
I know.
Medford.
Yeah.
Medford.
That's your rap. Sing it.
I don't think so. Anyways, it's a pleasure always to have the mustache of Medford here, Frankie and Bergamo, and Steph Palamo. It's just mayhem here, right here at the WMFO studios. It's mayhem.
Mayhem in Medford.
It always is, anyway, but today's special mayhem.
I had to keep my shirt on today, though. Because we're live on Facebook.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Jip.
Usually I take it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We have fun here.
We got to do...
Wow, we get naked?
Yeah.
Yes, we
only
get...
Only the women.
We get naked after the first half hour.
Yeah, perfect. Well, that's usually when McConaughey's in the Greenwood.
That's
green
right.
Room, yeah.
Greenwood?
Greenwood.
Greenwood?
Okay.
Is that cold?
That's when he was smoking the old Greenwood.
Chris had a long night.
Long night. It went into the morning.
All right, a long morning.
I was sent on a giddy-up mission. I don't know if you guys know this, that Pauly sent me to Newport to find Amy Nachbar.
Oh, I did.
Yes.
I did.
And so what he did was he gave me, you know, the envelope with the giddy-up money in there, the giddy-up funds, and, you know.
That's right.
Opened it up. It was empty. And so I turned back around. We didn't have giddy-up funds for you.
There was nothing in that envelope.
It all had to go to the FCC square jar. That's what happened to the 200K. Sorry, Amy.
Oh, boy.
But the giddy-up did put me up at a lovely hotel.
Yes. Yeah. A good suite.
Yes.
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 We have pictures of it. I'm not putting them on Facebook. Trust me. I'll show them in the studio to my friends.
The Newport suites.
The Viking.
The Viking?
The Viking.
The Viking Hotel.
Yes.
Motel. There's no hotel. It's a motel.
Motel.
That's right. The Viking Motel.
Viking is a four-star property.
Ooh.
That's
oh,
how
really?
Giddy-up has a lot of money.
Wow.
I tell you.
Oh.
We should go next time.
Put it on Pompey's gold card. Got the gold card.
The Giddy Up gold card.
The Giddy Up.
You know how Kiss has the Kiss credit card?
That's what I figured.
We're doing that. We have the Giddy Up coffin.
Do they still do that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. This is a great shot of her.
My boobs.
There you go.
Thanks. Sorry.
I guess there's going to be no women. listening. It's going to be all dudes. Between these two, you got one guy who's going anatomically incorrect on what he wants to do with an Italian pastry to a lady.
I thought that was so ridiculous. That I, you know, I get asked, okay, can I, you know, can I take you out? On Facebook, I said, is this Match.com? I said, what is this? I'm like, it's ridiculous.
She is from Medford, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
A bit of an up-talker, though.
What does that mean?
That means you talk up.
That means you talk up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
No, that's not a bad thing. It all just right. means you talk up.
All right.
You don't go down. You go up.
All right, player.
Oh, okay.
Like, Jerry, what's up with that?
Okay. Well, I don't want to sound like a boy.
No.
What are you talking about?
You don't want to be one of these people.
It wasn't an insult, trust me.
Yeah, it's
you don't
want to
be one of these people. It's like, hey, what's up?
Oh, monotone?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't take that. That's
I hate monotone
crazy.
People who talk like this. I want to thank everybody out there for listening to the Giddy Up. We are on from 2 to 4.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Excuse me. Let me hang myself right now.
I'm cutting you guys off right now.
Yeah. Well, we were you at 3 in the morning, buddy.
The insanity will ensue very shortly. We have Frankie Ambagamo. We have Steph Palermo. We have the beautiful Tina Marie and the beautiful funny man.
Hey, baby.
In studio, it's going to be a great show.
Yay.
95 degrees here.
Woo!
In the lovely state of Medford, Boston.
Swooby swassy.
It's 2:25. You take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, Yay. Kids.
Bye.
Yes, that was My Own Prison by Creed, which I have created, and I was banging my head this morning, which is nice.
I just thought you were going to say something else.
Welcome back.
Bang? Because
he said
that's all those voicemails you wanted me to be bunk mate.
No, it's not past the 3 hour 3 o'clock hour, and we can't get that filthy yet.
No.
Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls. It is 2:35 in the afternoon, and we are just crazy. And it's me, Tina Marie, the funny man Chris Ridgway, and of course we are joined by our two good friends, Frankie Embergamo and Steph Palermo.
Yay.
Two Guidos.
That's it.
Got a couple of my people from the land of my people, from Sicily.
That's right. We're Sicilians. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is nothing wrong with that, because we love our Guidos here.
Yes, we do.
You love our food. You can... Didn't you say about us buying our back while you're chowing down?
Well, that's what
down.
We love, the food, yeah. But we love the people, too.
Yes.
And talk about Harry.
Yeah, right?
Even the girls.
you're in full swing. Yeah. Hey. I hope people from your show... She does a nice show that's uplifting. It's... Yeah. It's good for the soul. What she comes in here, she turns into Beelzebub. Yeah.
Beelzebub?
Yeah, Beelzebub.
Is it a spiritual show that you do?
No. We talk about all aspects of healthy living for what I've coined as second lifers. We're empty nesters, newly single, and those starting over. So essentially the over 40 crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about dating and, physical health. Like 50 years ago, second lifers were old. Now we're, we're dating, yeah. Nightclubbing, mm-hmm. working out, doing spin, running marathon, everything. So there's lots of stuff to talk about.
I did all that yesterday.
Yeah.
I ran a marathon. I dated.
There you go. all in one day.
He even did cannonball right into the pool.
I did do a cannonball.
And he had to yell it out so like everyone looked at him first.
Well, I'm an attention whore.
Right? You didn't expect anything less from him.
Wait a minute. You had to call attention to the fact that you were doing cannonballs.
Yeah.
People weren't going to figure this out.
No. Everybody's he's stupid.
Yeah, the displacement of water theory did not call attention to it.
Well, yeah. We were in New Hampshire.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But he said it like the commercial.
I did.
Cannonball!
Yes,
exactly what I did, bro. Exactly what I did.
Beautiful.
And Chris, not just once, but three times.
Yeah, I wish you, video.
Oh, I know.
It,
I didn't bring my
once.
Phone. I know, because my phone was dead. That's why.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe it's a good thing you didn't, because people would have been horrified.
Because it would have been on Facebook.
Yeah.
Last night.
Especially when my trunks fell off.
Yes, when they fell off. I know.
The kids were, running out of the pool.
but all the old women, and I don't mean the 50 ones.
No, they were staying in the pool.
They were like, hey.
Oh, they were excited.
They were like, hey, what are you doing later?
So how you doing, Mr. Embergamo?
Doing
over
very
there.
Well. Very
yes.
good, thanks. Yeah.
You look very well.
Yeah, I
look
just came back from vacation.
He's in summer mode.
I was down the islands. I was down.
You look like you were down the islands.
With that sexy shirt. Like that,
Look at him.
I know.
He's like
I think
big...
I called you from the islands. Didn't I call you? I think I called
you. Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I was on the boat and I called you.
He looks like a big tree.
We had a couple of martinis, We had some
he called you
drinks.
From the boat?
He looks like a big palm tree.
Hey, I called for the boat.
You're doing well. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's great to see you always.
Great to see you, too.
Always, sir. Always. And 2:39 in the afternoon, I think we're running a little behind, but that doesn't matter.
No, that doesn't matter.
So, yeah.
Schedule must be kept. What are you talking about? This thing runs like the trains, Amtrak sets their clock to us, okay?
I thought you were...
Do they?
Yeah, that explains a lot.
I thought you meant the T, because if that was the case, then we're not on time.
Well, it is that time of the show, boys and girls, that we like to appreciate, never depreciate, always appreciate you guys and girls, our listeners, and give shout-outs just to, let you know that we love you and that we're... happy that you're listening in. So take it away, Tina Marie.
Jennifer Kanarazinski Leadham, Mar and Kim at Malden Trans, Billy Roderick, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. Make sure you go by and get your breakfast.
Yeah, and mention the Giddy Up, get 15% added to your total.
Not deducted, you get it added.
That's a credit for the Giddy Up, so we can go have breakfast there.
Once again, these fines aren't paying themselves, people.
That's right. Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, Fridays right here on WMFO
You'd
from
like that
10
show.
To midnight. baby making music, definitely.
Oh.
I mean, unless you're just dating, then you have to take it down a notch.
He plays the funk. He plays
fun. Yeah. It's really, yeah, he plays great music.
Yeah, no babies on, no more babies.
No,
I'm a little old.
No, you're not that old. Stop it. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Deep. Bleah. Why did I trip over Debbie's name? Debbie Depot.
Well, because, you know.
It's like home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's the Home Depot heiress.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. So she was supposed to marry Jermaine Lowe's.
Oh,
but
right.
The government, they said the merger was too big, so they put the kibosh on it.
She couldn't be Debbie Depot Lowe's.
Yeah. Too much going on
there. It was
there.
A monopoly. Yeah, it was a monopoly.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. That meant Ace Hardware was going to go out of business for sure.
Oh, they are, actually. They did in Malden.
I'm not needed anymore. I'm going to read the news and do the shout-outs. She's the funny man now.
Oh, thank you. Old School Steve.
Killing it.
Who will be joining us, I think, in a couple of weeks when we'll have Old School Steve on.
We will.
Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge, Thursdays from 8 to 10. But we would like to have a special get well to Danny because he hasn't been on for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's sick.
He's sick. That's not good. No, wow. I don't know what's going on. I think it's like a viral thing, he said. So
well, obviously it's a viral thing.
Well, and you don't know.
Not to make light of it, but I mean, he's been sick for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Well,
all right, Frankie, Danny, we love you.
Do you have a recipe for him that you can cook up? Make
Come by with some cappuccino, we have some Zambuca. You'll be all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Some Zambuca.
By the way, Frankie's also the Surgeon General of Medford now.
That'll flush your system right out with that Zambuca. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Katie Lyons Tadiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Masin Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. Whoa, look at that.
What?
You guys are Steph and Frankie. One
oh,
right after
there
the
we
other.
Go.
Look at
yay.
That.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to you.
And now right you shout back.
In the yay. BOS.
You can shout right in your ear.
Right. I just did. And the mustache is here, so big shout out to him.
Yeah.
Denise.
We love Frankie.
Denise Fioretti.
He's the best.
Mamolet.
Whoa! What are we doing this weekend?
Well,
is it two for one?
It'll be two for one Mamolets and Papalatos. Yes.
Yeah.
At the Walgreens on Ferry Street. You know where that is?
As well as it was last week.
I went to school in Everett. I went to high school.
Oh, that's right. It's right down the street.
Ferry Street.
Right on Ferry where the Walgreens is. The plaza.
Okay.
The plaza.
I give out free Mamolets.
Free Mamolets and Papalatos.
There we go.
Look at her face. I love it. Mike Best,
do I want one?
It's all right. The authorities are paid off.
Yeah. Well,
once again, that giddy up budget is being stretched thin.
it's buy one, get one free.
Yeah, you ruined it this weekend.
Hey, you're the one who sent me on the NACBAR mission.
This weekend, honey, hasn't happened. The weekend hasn't happened yet. It was yesterday.
This is a giddy up Monday.
Yeah.
And Friday all in one.
Frankie Feely, Peg Conacro, Big Jack and Janice, Chet, who is on the road to recovery.
Yes. Woo!
Which is so awesome. He's going to be pretty soon driving cab number 19 again. And cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel.
I'm sure my mother's hoping just to get him out of the house.
Yes, she is. Definitely. For sure. She's going to bring that cab right to the house and make him get in it anyways. We should be hearing from Cookie, I'm sure, at some point. Christine Fantasiastic, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalardo, who will be with Denise Fioretti Mamolet.
That's right.
At Walgreens.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they have to show up.
I know.
Just to sign the waiver.
Yeah. Just to give you their autograph so you know you really had a real Mamolet and Papalardo. Ricky Cummings and the Dirty E. Chris Lyons.
It's official. I got the paperwork. I'm going to hang it over my bed.
I'm framing it.
You go to the doctor. wait a minute, wait a minute. I've had my Pappalotto and Marmalade. I'm not due for another 10 years. Look, Polly gave me something.
I'm clean.
Amy DiDomenico.
I'm the Surgeon General of Medford.
John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scoglio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Germash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetsa, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Skelly.
Hey, hold the sesame seeds on that.
And I would not like you to slice it. Just give it to me whole.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't know.
She's on point today.
No kidding. She's like, she sat there and she did her sit-ups, her chin-ups, her push-ups. She goes, she knew about my last 2 days. She goes, he's not going to be on point. I'm toting the rock today.
Rosemary and Ed Lyons. That's my mom and dad.
The Lyons King.
They're probably listening, I'm sure.
Yes,
Joanne Riddle.
I hope so.
I am DJ Flex, Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Che, and last but not least, the beautiful Amy Giamaco Moquin from Peabody.
That's right.
Wow, we got a hell of a Peabody listenership.
Those are your shout outs for August 12th.
Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie.
You're welcome.
Beautiful Tina Marie.
Thank you.
Wow. We have more shout outs than any show, right? Right, Frankie? Yeah.
I'm sweating now.
You're sweating from the shout outs?
Yeah. I feel like I ran around the studio.
Oh, maybe you need a Marmalade. Got to make sure you're in tip top shape.
Oh, you just listen. I have plenty of.
No, she needs a Pappalotto.
Whoa. I have plenty of.
The parade's coming up pretty soon.
Certificates hanging over my bed for Marmalades and Pappalottos.
He sounds like cooking.
It's your wallpaper.
It's my wallpaper over the bed. I'm starting to go to the ceiling now. I got to take the mirror down.
It's a collage up there.
He just signs my body when he's done.
Frankie has to come over and verify he did a good job. Remember, he is the Surgeon General of Medford.
I know, that is right.
We are always out of control here at the Giddy Up. It is 2:48 in the afternoon. We'll be back with Frankie and Bergamo and Steph Palermo.
Palermo.
Palermo. And we'll see what they're up to for this weekend or whatever their endeavors are. And I'm going to play this one for Frankie. But you take us out, Tina Marie. It is, hold on. 95 degrees.
Swissy.
It on the swass meter. It is not actually like 100 on the swab.
That's it. I'm going home.
And the swalls.
I'm a professional here, young lady. You mind your P's and Q's. You mind your swickies and swissies and swassies. I tell you.
Yeah, it is about 100 on the swass meter. It is brutal.
What about the swoop meter? How's your swoop meter?
You know what?
You swoopy?
Yeah, I need, you know what? I think I need a little swooping. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
swooping. It's been a while.
All
is
right.
That bad?
No.
Swooping, isn't that next to Stoneham? I'm sorry, it's Woburn.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't matter because in 10 minutes we all take our clothes off.
Right.
At the 3 o'clock hour.
The first line of Hula I Love by Zeppelin, you need swooping.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm not. Oh, well. Never mind. Maybe you should play the song. We'll figure that out at some point.
All right.
What a song. Rock and roll, Polly.
Take us out, Tina Marie. And thank you for the shout out.
You're welcome. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
It's Medford.
It is.
We'll be
Medford.
Right back,
Medford.
Kids. This one's for my boy Frankie, the mustache of Medford, sitting across from me.
Between a boy and man. 18 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Don't look back, I guess the feeling starts to fade away. You can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Wow, that was pretty heavy.
I was just going to say that. That was heavy.
So, don't have...
That was
your
PSA for today?
That was the PSA for today.
I think I need a sorbet to cleanse my palate from that PSA. That was a little deep.
So, don't have...
No pun intended. Sorry.
Don't get involved with anybody that you think will...
That will say no.
Rape